this is interesting, especially as it happens, we're talking about this on a very interesting day globally, because I want to come now to the Derry delegation that recently found themselves in Kosovo. Kosovo, of course, the focus of so much of the war that happened there in our time, not so many years back. Their agenda for the local people? Well, just simply to find out to what degree cities who have experienced conflict of their own can find common ground and even move past their respective conflicts or difficulties. Well, our delegation included politicians, the police, community leaders. Joining me on the line, Willie Lamrock from the Ulster Unionist Party, and here in studio, the former Mayor, Gerry Diver of the SDLP. Gentlemen, good afternoon to you both. And Willie, good afternoon to you in Eglinton. Willie, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
Willie, let me ask you firstly. I mean, I must draw you actually on what a listener just said there. I mean, he assumed that the broad sway of unionism would always find itself four square with the Israeli state. You see the simplistic notion of the Israeli flag and loyalist areas come parade time. I distinctly remember, Willie, a trip of yours to East Jerusalem. Was that a trip that changed your perspective on this as a unionist?
It certainly was, Mark. I mean, I went to East Jerusalem. I went to on that visit, I suppose, with a healthy respect for the way that the Israelis had dealt with civil conflict within their area. But while I was there and seen the stories and spoke to the people, I came home with an impression that the Arabs, and there are two Arabs, there are Muslim Arabs and there are Christian Arabs, but that the Arabs and within my community, we're a much misunderstood community. I suppose much like the Ulster Protestant was at that time in themselves. They were misunderstood in what their motives and what they were about. And I would have a healthy respect for the Arab nation in Palestine because of what they have to go through. And
I remember you telling a story about the women that you met who were breeding rabbits in East Jerusalem, Arab women, to make a wee business going. I'm wondering, Willie, then, to what degree you have sympathy today with the Gaza flotilla?
Well, I'm not up to speed in a very detailed way with what is actually going on there. But what we went to Kosovo about was really looking at ethnic communities and them living within conflict and living together and undertaking activities that were in the spirit of goodwill to regain normality. We're a long way of that in Gaza, of course, and there has to be a big move there. Some of the people that Jared and I would have met in Mitrovica were, in fact, from the communities that make up Jerusalem. There was Jewish people there, there were Christian Arabs, and there were Muslim Arabs there. And it was interesting to see that, in fact, they set the delegation representing Jerusalem together and putting forward viewpoints for the development of their relationships.
You see, Gerry, it's interesting because I note the long list of cities involved here. But invariably, it's the like of yourselves, the long list of politicals who maybe have already stepped away from the old conflict. In a way, Gerry, it's preaching to the converted. And in one sense, this kind of conference that you guys are at needs to be out there at the minute, in the, you know, off the Gaza coast. That's where it's happening. And in a sense, the argument's won with guys like yourself, isn't it, Gerry?
Well, I don't know if it's won completely, Mark. First of all, I would say this, Derry's involvement in this really started with a phone call from Professor Parig O'Malley to myself during the year that I was mayor. And I suppose a lot of his work has been around the issue of divided communities, divided societies. And there was an opportunity for Derry to get involved in this forum with cities at different stages of conflict transition. And I think the fact is, Mark, despite the difficulties that we have had and continue to have, Derry in Northern Ireland in general, I suppose, is very much seen as a success story. And people want to look to that. They want to look to the experiences that we've had across the board in our communities, whether it's political, whether it's social, whether it's economic. All those things are of interest to these various cities.
And I want to put it to rest, because invariably somebody will be straight on and said, oh, politicians away on a big trip, late nights and all the rest. This didn't cost ratepayers a penny.
To be clear about this, the secretariat that put this together, Mark, have been tasked also with raising the funds to do so. So the delegation that went from Derry on was at nil cost to council or anybody else. And the very exciting thing that I have to tell you is that subject to getting approval obviously from the council. Our intention would be to have this forum in Derry next year.
And what might that mean to the town?
Well, it could mean, you know, upwards of 100 delegates, international delegates from these cities visiting our city, an opportunity to profile it, an opportunity to show them the strength that we have across all the sectors, the voluntary sector, our plans for the future in terms of the infrastructural development of the city as well. Policing, which was very much of interest to them, and we had, as you say, some of our senior police officers out there as well. So lots of opportunities to share and to learn from one another, and I think also an opportunity, I suppose selfishly to a degree, to profile the city, to put it on the map, and to address some of our issues here locally as well, because I'm sure Willie would agree, we had some conversations even as a delegation when we were away there, where we talked about difficult and thorny issues here back at home.
Well, this is it.
And Willie provide space for that.
Willie Lamrock, as a unionist, I mean, do you bring a conference like this, if you get it, a global conference to Derry, Londonderry, and show off the peace? Or do you talk about a peace that's fragile and has still to be won here to some degree?
Well, I mean, if we were holding the conference here this week, we would be obviously not burying the issue of the threat that is foisted upon our city from the dissident Republican movement. And it wouldn't be right for any city to host such a conference and try and pull the wool over people's eyes. Now, we will tell the city as it is. Part of what I was interested in while I was away was looking at the aspects of minorities, how their issues were handled within cities, and there is some room for improvement within the city. But
okay. Well, I do want to get to another couple of guests I want to bring in here. The city centre manager himself was on the in the initiative. Jim Roddy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Jim, in a word, do you see this? And let me call it bluntly, the peace industry, trauma tourism, some would say, Jim. But whatever you call it, Jim, is it a sell for this town? Is it something that we can build on?
Well, anything that we can build on for town would be good. But I think Wally's right. You know, we were travelling home on Saturday morning when we got the news of the disruption in the city and the attack on police officers and the murders and everything else. And whilst we were visiting a city that was still suffering very badly from the ravages of war, there was no sight that we witnessed where people were trying to kill each other. And that has to be very real for us. And it's something that we live through. Wally and Gerard are right. We within our own delegation, had many a long night discussions. Well, and they were honest, and they were open, and that was good. And I know from each one of the delegates that were there, we're intent on bringing that back to our city to see how we can help improve the lot of the people in the city. But if the council give improvement, and if this conference comes here next year, you know, you're talking about a week-long conference with at least 100 bed spaces. People come and see our city. We have a chance to showcase our city. Indeed, when Jared and some of his colleagues were up on the stage talking about our city, it was very clear that the Israeli delegates and an Arab who works very closely with Arab Jewish problems sitting behind us was saying, you know, your city looks beautiful. When can we come? You know, and if we can showcase our city and tell our city and bring lots of people to our city, it can only help.
It's a good thing. Jim, just to be clear, I mean, you saying that the people in Kosovo, I mean, it still looks like a war zone, but they've stopped killing each other full stop. I mean, they've had it out, and that's it. They've stopped killing each other full stop.
Well, we were made very aware at all times that there were dangers. But,
right.
You know, when you see police officers walking around without body armour and without rifles and things like that, It's obvious that they don't see the threat as high as the threat is seen here. And that seems quite funny when you've seen a city like Mitrovica that literally is divided by a bridge and people don't cross the bridge. Well, most people don't cross the bridge. And each afternoon, the centre where we'd done most of our conference was held was overlooking the River Ebar. And each afternoon there were upwards of maybe 50, 60 kids on each side of that river gathering, school kids, you could tell some with uniforms, gathering and just literally hanging about and having a bit of a time. But yet, there was no direction.
Exchanging insults, Jim, I mean, if that was here or maybe at a dividing line like you described, there'd have been maybe a couple of bricks or bottles flying across.
Yeah.
But was it like that?
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. And that's what I'm saying, that there was things that we could learn from where they're at. And there's many, many things that they could learn from where we're at. And the whole point that I would have got from the week is that through that shared learning and through that sharing of ideas, then maybe we can bring further things to the table
okay.
In Derry here, in Londonderry, whatever people want to call it, and basically sit people down and say, come on,
we've got so much more here that brings us together than we have that divides us.
Right, Tim, most interesting to hear your view. Also in the delegation was local Sinn Féin councillor Maeve McLaughlin. Maeve, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Maeve, it's interesting because it's almost like after the war, people generally settle down. I mean, I'm sure when you go to something like this, the dissident threat is foremost in your mind.
Well, absolutely. And I think, as Jim has pointed out there, in terms of the collaboration or cooperation between the group that left from Derry, which is in itself, I suppose, have our own issues and worked through those issues and have made a commitment to tackle some of those issues ourselves. But I suppose the important thing for me, Mark, is what you don't see when you visit a place like that, you know, and as much as we were there for 6 or 7 days, I was personally trying to dig beneath the skin of the community to get a sense of what the issues are between North and South Mitrovice. And, you know, I had a very, very interesting conversation with a young man whose family are actually from, his extended family would be from Argyll Terrace in the city, and he's out there as part of the UN peace aid. Now, he was indicating to me that, you know, as soon as 2 weeks ago, or as recent as 2 weeks ago, they disclosed basically an unmarked grave with 200 bodies in it.
Goodness me.
You know, so the conflict's very live there. I suppose the thing that struck me as well is 11 years after the conflict, and those people there still have very limited water supply, electricity supply, and have issues about waste, refuse collection and all of that. So having said all of that, I do think and do agree, and I'm optimistic that Derry and I suppose the stage that we're at can present our city in terms of, you know, what regeneration plan moving forward. And we were able to, in my view, bring practical experience to the table, you know, such as the whole issue about ensuring measurable improvements and targeting resources, which I think is hugely important.
I want to put the same point to Willie Lamrock in a second, as the two, Jarrett's here, of course, as well. When you go there and you see the strength in union, I mean, no more powerful signal than maybe the both sides of our community travelling and saying, you know, now we can see each other's point of view. Would it not teach you when you're back home to be, let me put it this way, a wee bit gentler on the other? I'll put the same to William in a second. You know the way sometimes people lose their run themselves maybe in the Derry, Londonderry thing? Maybe that generosity, if it was there, visibly there more, it would be the leadership and the beacon maybe that the people could put their shoulder behind, you know, that you actually start to enjoy the other fellow's identity and whatever he wants to call a city or whatever he wants to commemorate or celebrate. Maeve.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were asking about this.
I'm asking William a second.
There's no doubt about it. I think where this gets entangled, and I think that this was a very interesting point for me as well, is that the role of the state and role of governments. You know, and we listened to some of the regions there where there was very clearly legislation in place which was at least perceived as not real to people, as upholding one particular view over another. So my sense of these processes, you know, we can't divorce them from the decision-making processes or policy influences that are made by the politicians, including myself and others.
Okay.
But otherwise, they simply become a talking shop, Mark. I think that in some way we have to merge the two.
I want to get back to my two original guests in a second, Maeve. Thank you for that. Willie, do you know what a point I'm making there? Mindful of a Savile report that'll be out in a couple of weeks' time. Do you know, the point I'm making, Willie, is that the strength and power that the people sense when the like of McGuinness and Paisley chuckle together, and when maybe at a local level, somebody like yourself maybe expresses this, you know, the sensitivity maybe that the nationalist community hasn't heard maybe over the years about the like of Bloody Sunday or being Londonderried out all the time by unionists. Willie, do you see the point I'm making?
I do, surely, Mark. We did have some very long, frank discussions on exactly the question that you're asking me. And I must say, we did have a meeting of minds on it. We had a very inclusive group that went out there that worked very well together for the good of the city. And we have given an undertaking that on our return, we will examine some of the issues that crop up and that cause division within our city, and to see if we can in some way work around them and bring forward a point of view.
In a word particularly, Willie, the like of, I mean, imagine if Sinn Féin were to come out and reckon, you know, just celebrate the fact that people like you call it Londonderry, the like of yourself maybe and your political colleagues maybe coming across and commemorating the loss of the like of Bloody Sunday and standing with the Derry people, the, you know, the nationalist people, and said, you know what, we acknowledge your terrible loss. Do you think those are bridges too far?
No, I don't, Mark. No, I think those things are all achievable, and I think they're all doable. But let's not do it on the airwaves. Let's see where we're okay. at. And let's see what we can achieve and do.
Well, I thank you. And finally, Gerard, just as the man, as I say, who maybe thought up the whole idea, you see, the frameworks of discussion are always interesting, Gerard. My point to you is that the people have to catch on and they have to feel a sense of leadership that you're actually taking us to new places, not talking us to new places.
Absolutely. But I think one of the most powerful things about this delegation, about the people that are involved in this forum in general, Mark, is that you've got all sorts of people from different stakeholder groups. It's not just about politicians. It's about NGOs. You know, it's about people that are working there in the community as well. I think I'm very heartened by even your discussion this afternoon when I've heard from people. And one thing I think, Mark, that we've been able to show people in this country without being, you know, looking at it through rose-tinted spectacles, things have been possible over the last number of years which all of us thought weren't possible. And I think that's the thing that we can prove to others. And if we can combine that with the opportunity to showcase our city to people as well, I think it has to be a win-win situation.
Folks, this is a big one. Beirut, Derry, Londonderry, Haifa, Jerusalem, Kirkuk, Mostar, Nicosia. And Gerard, if you get your way, you will bring this global forum to Derry. When?
Well, hopefully next year. Obviously, we need to get formal approval from the council and look at the detail of it as well.
But and the costings, of course.
Well, the exciting thing about it is, Mark, that the secretariat that put it together also take on the burden and the task of fundraising.
The Americans pay for this, or you go?
Well, a number of different donors and associations are involved in it, but I mean, it's something which I think could be an incredibly exciting opportunity for us all.
Well, Jerry, thank you for popping in today. Former Mayor Gerard Diver, celebrating the fact that his initiative as Mayor previously has come off, and many political policing, community leadership people there recently just back from that major forum across in Europe. Maid McLaughlin there, Jim Roddy, Willie Lamrock, and as I say, Gerard in studio. So keep an ear to that one, folks. It's called the Cities in Transition, and it could be a big story for this town next year.